Good afternoon. Happy New Year. I want to welcome everyone to the first Public Safety Committee meeting of 2026, meeting number one. Our translators are Andrew Diella and Lisa Ipoli. And for those who are new to this meeting in the chambers, just speak, not too fast, just so they can translate and keep up. Speak clearly to the microphone. So first is to motion to adopt the agenda. Need a mover and a seconder. Sam Tilley moves. Need a seconder. Anybody? Mr. Goddard seconds. All those in favor? Unanimous. Mutna. And first item on the agenda is the minutes of the Public Safety Committee meeting minutes from April 3, 2025. Need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Sam Tilley. Seconded by Matt. All those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. So we're going to move right down to new business. Number 5A, discussion item on the Public Safety Committee review completed by the Governance and Priorities Committee. I have opening remarks for that as well as CAO here. And afterwards, we would love to open it up to the floor for discussion and go from there. So the mandate of the Public Safety Committee is simple in principle, but heavy in responsibility. To help make Iqaluit a safer city. That goal is shared by this committee, by city administration, by our partner agencies, and by Iqaluit themselves. Over time, it has become clear that our current structure is not allowing us to move at the pace that public safety demands. Many of the issues before this committee require detailed policy development, sensitive interagency coordination, and technical work that cannot be done effectively in the limits of this current committee. When all of our work is confined to a formal, open forum, we lose the space to do the difficult internal work that turns good ideas into solutions. The result is delay, not because of a lack of will, but because of a lack of the right working structure. At the same time, we must recognize that public safety cannot be designed without the public. Iqaluit live with the consequences of our decisions every day, in our neighborhoods, in our streets, in our shelters, in our emergency rooms. Yet too often, their voices reach us only indirectly through complaints, media stories, and after a crisis has already occurred. That is not a sustainable way to govern public safety. For these reasons, I believe it is time to formally restructure how this committee operates. We should create dedicated internal working groups where committee members, administration, and partner agencies can do the focused, collaborative work required to develop policies, programs, and recommendations efficiently and responsibly. At the same time, we should establish regular public forums or hearings where Iqaluit can speak directly to this committee, share lived experience, and help set our priorities before decisions are finalized, not after. This dual approach is not a retreat from transparency, it is commitment to effectiveness. Internal working space will allow us to move faster and produce stronger recommendations. Public forums will ensure that those recommendations are grounded in the realities of the people we serve. If we align our internal processes with meaningful public engagement, this committee can become a bridge between administration, council, and the community. The goal is not simply better meetings. The goal is quicker progress, better decisions, and a safer Iqaluit. And I want to welcome our CAO to share some of his own remarks. Mai.
Thank you, Chairperson Iglukart, and thank you to the members for being here today. I'm going to go back one step before I get into the Public Safety Committee itself. And talk about the GP committee, which is the Governance and Priority Committee. So Council last year designed a new committee called the Governance and Priority Committee, GP for short. that was designed to look at all the council committees, look at ways of making them more efficient, to be able to act quicker on issues as they come up that affect the community, to also review all the bylaws that are on the books, all the policies. So that committee is underway. One of the things the committee, before they start doing reviews of all the other committees, was they wanted a format. So the administration designed a format that the committee approved and then council approved. And then we began the internal review of all the committees. Their next meeting is in February, and there's another batch of reviews that'll be going in. They make a recommendation to council, and then it's up to council, of course, to endorse it, change it, or send it back to the committee for further consideration. So that's the overall purpose of the committee, is to make sure our governance model here for the city serves the time that we're in. Historically, there's a lot of committees that over time became whatever was happening in the community at that point in time were very important. And then as they got resolved, not so much, they end up not meeting as much and then become ineffective. So the Governance and Priority Committee, the priorities part of the committee, will be for things that come up that are timely and that can act quickly, because they'll eventually, when the council calendar is approved by council, we'll have a regular meeting schedule, so we're not waiting so long sometimes to get stuff before council. So that's just a bit of a background on the GP committee. So the review was done on the Public Safety Committee. And what the essence of the recommendation that was made by the administration to the committee was that this committee, having administrative officials from different organizations in a public setting, can be difficult at times when we're talking about some of the sensitive items that we work on throughout the different agencies. So what the recommendation was made for that part of the committee was for there to be an administrative-to-administrative interagency group. That interagency group would take direction from elected officials. Elected officials would take direction, of course, as they do through the residents, through the voters of the community. So the other side of the committee is the public forward-facing. We have members here, members at large. Council has identified in 2026 that they want the administration working with them to suggest far more ideas how we as a city get better at doing public engagement, public consultation, how we get those feedback loops back to the governance and priority committee a lot quicker so that action can be taken quicker on the other side. So council had a workshop last week starting to discuss the many things that public engagement could look like. And the topic they're working on right now is town halls. So they're working on what a town hall meeting could look like. Then they'll decide how many per year that they'll have. So then that looks after both sides of the Public Safety Committee as it exists today. It enhances the governance side because it will, the GP committee will meet far more often, and it can be quicker to get things before council. On the public side, once that model is refined, our residents will have far more access, more transparency to get their ideas and comments on the issues they see or and suggestions into that governance process a lot quicker. So that's in a nutshell, and that's a boring administrator explaining how all these committees work. But what we really were interested in today is twofold, is hearing how the committee itself feels about that. If you got comments specifically on the interagency, great. If you got comments on how we do public engagement better, also very great. And then leading towards a recommendation coming from the committee to travel back to council from there. Thank you. I'll stop at this point. If there's any questions or comments, or if you want to jump right into your discussion, please go ahead. Thank you.
Is there any thoughts on what that kind of looks like moving forward in terms of public engagement and thoughts on the proposed revision of the structure of the committee?
Excuse me, QIA. What would the implementation look like? Is this something that would be effective immediately, or what kind of a timeline are you looking to implement the changes?
Thank you, Connor, for your question. There is no set timeline, so council wants to make sure that everybody is comfortable with this. If a recommendation is made, it'll go through to council. Council has that final decision to make, and then they'll start putting together the framework pieces to roll this out. But there is no defined timeline, and that's intentional, so everybody gets a chance to discuss and get their feedback in. Thank you. Quiet room. I just adding that if there's, especially on the public feedback side, if there's comments, fire away. There's no such thing as a silly idea or a bad question. Just go ahead and do it. Obviously, if we're wanting to consult with the public more and do a good job, there will be a campaign of asking the public how they want to be consulted, and that feedback will also come back through council. But if you folks have ideas, and again on the interagency side, I will go a little bit off course, chairperson. That sort of happens organically within the city and the different organizations as is, but this will be a great opportunity to formalize it and to expand it. And that direction coming from our elected officials, I think, is very important. I will give one example of how that direction comes from council and results in making changes. So council gave the administration a direction this fall on the CAO reaching out to the deputy ministers of justice, finance, and EIA on to come up with a plan to deal with the public intoxication and some of the issues around drinking in public that I think all residents in this city have seen and witnessed. So we've had that initial meeting. That led to a meeting with municipal enforcement, RCMP, and myself. And I don't want to steal their thunder, but Sergeant or Chief, if you want to add on to that, there's a pilot project that started 3 days ago, that early days, but seems to be proving to be effective, and is an example of how direction coming from council, feedback from the community, direction from council to the administration, and now back to council. But Sergeant or Chief, if you want to explain the pilot project that's in place, please go ahead.
My name's Stephen Allen. I'm the Chief Enforcement Officer. CEO England said, the RCMP and the city got together and we created a pilot project for a few months. We're only a few days in. It's aimed at enhancing public safety, community well-being. The initiative will focus on liquor and traffic enforcement throughout the city. The goal is to curb and reduce incidents of public intoxication, public consumption of liquor, impaired driving, and traffic-related offenses around town. That's what we'll be focusing on. This will be a two-man unit, one from the RCMP and one from the City of Iqaluit. Be pairing up and going out daily. Just focusing on those. The rest of the municipal enforcement officers will focus on the bylaws. We're 3 days in, and we hope to get more stats as we go.
Do you want to add anything to that, Sergeant?
Yeah, thank you. We were looking to expand this project coming into the summer months. The first couple of months, it's going to be pretty much a baseline of where or what we want to accomplish, and therefore we're going to build on from moving forward. I know the summer months are pretty much the busiest months for us, and therefore if we combine our efforts together with the bylaw enforcement, we can achieve more, right, than going just us or the bylaw. So I'm excited about this project, and I believe it's going to be there's going to be a fruitful resolution at the end where we're going to have good results. We'll collect some stats in about 3 months period to see where we're at, and we'll move forward. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wanted to provide any feedback, comments, suggestions, input? All is welcome. Councillor Tilley.
Thank you, Councillor Glucock. The only thing I have is before we move on to option two, we'll need to clearly define how council oversight will be protected, how this is going to be transparent, like the transparency to the and public input be protected as well, because going away from a public safety committee, the council oversight is a little bit weakened, I believe. Is that's just my opinion on that, but I like to see how in this new model how success will be measured, if that would be presented to us at council. I mean, I'd like to see that also. And how specific failures are being addressed in this new model, and like, and it needs to be a little bit more clear on how this is going to replace this committee if we go on to option two. That's just my thoughts for the moment.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. Mayor Awa.
Good to meet you.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. If I try and imagine how this will work, the committee members, they come from different places within Iqaluit, and our bylaw enforcement officers are involved, and other city workers. The question I would ask is, if we change the name of the committee to if it's going to be like that, would we have to change the committee members, or would the committee members remain the same? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor, and thank you, Mayor, for your comments and questions. I'll just read the last part of the recommendation that came from the GP committee. So if Council proceeds with revising the Public Safety Committee to become an internal working group, the Governance and Priorities Committee could provide direction and set priorities in regards to public safety. So there's one part of the public piece is that the Council provides direction to the internal working group in the interagency. The feedback loop on that is once that work is ongoing, on a regular basis, summary reports from the working group will be compiled and presented to back to the Governance and Priority Committee, which is Council. To your questions, Mayor Awa, that would be up to Council if they want to change the terms of reference, and that just the GP committee can review it and make a recommendation. Ideally, I think it becomes the GP committee making the recommendations to council. Council approves them, and then there's the feedback loop of the interagency reporting back. The public forward, the public piece that's still being worked on in the workshop last week, it was the town halls that were discussed, but we wanted to hear some other thoughts. We'll reach out to the public on what they would like to see, but also the committee members themselves, if they got ideas and suggestions. So I think the two pieces come together at that point in time, and it ensures enhanced transparency, and it ensures more public engagement than what's in place currently. Thank you.
Thank you, CAO, and thank you, Councillor Tilley and Mayor Awa, for your questions and comments. It goes to what I was going to share next. We have the opportunity to reshape what this public engagement looks like as well as a committee, and how engaged the community wants to be in terms of public safety, whether it's sharing concerns or ideas. And like it, I think at the same time, it rebuilds that sense of community too, and community trust. And it shows that we have the opportunity to work with the community, obtain some recommendations or thoughts or ideas, and bring it back to, you know, the interagency aspect and with council, like whatever that might look like. But this is an opportunity to reshape and restructure how that looks in terms of actually having that public engagement and ensuring that that continues the public-facing work. And you know, with the three options here, I'm not sure if you guys saw the package, but there's the three options there. And staff does recommend option two, which is revise the public safety committee to be an internal interagency administrative working group rather than a standing committee of council with regular summary reports to council. Now, I believe, you know, we can maybe restructure that option as well to ensure that it doesn't leave out any important aspects that you guys have shared today, and ensuring that there's no restructuring and removing important pieces of what this committee can do or the interagency could do. Again, I think this would definitely, we have the opportunity to reshape what this looks like, and your feedback is more than appreciated today on how that looks like moving forward. An example could be, you know, instead of our public safety committee meetings like this, we could plan like a town hall public safety committee, public safety topic town meeting, community meeting, and what that looks like in terms of gaining feedback for the interagency groups. And, you know, I'm open to suggestions and your thoughts and comments on, you know, an idea like that. And again, we have the opportunity to reshape what that looks like. But no. What is your thoughts on option two and how that looks moving forward? Connor Goddard.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Agulukak. Just a couple of questions for clarification. Option two, the language uses the word internal for the public safety committee. But then speaks to it as an interagency administrative group. So what's the use of the word internal there? Like, what does that actually mean in this context?
Thank you, Connor, for your good catch. What they mean internal, and I'm sorry, is a term we use in here, is internal to the administration or with council. So internal being that would be the city's representation, would be the administration working with the other partners of the interagency, so the other organizations. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got a follow-up question. With respect to whichever pathway forward is taken, how can parties external to the city expect to be engaged on what the process looks like down the road? Thank you.
So when and if council This goes back to council, and when council makes a decision, that's the first step. That's a public meeting. There's minutes produced from that meeting. But our comms folks will then take that direction from council. We will push it out in public service announcements. And then when we do get out to do the engagement, as that's being defined currently, that will be a theme ongoing with the public moving forward. Thank you.
No, open it back up to the floor if there's any comments, questions, concerns regarding the option. And I believe there is a motion on the floor as well, if anyone wants to make a motion or make any suggestions to the motion. Councillor Tilley.
Thank you, Councillor Glukak. I'll move on as recommended, recommended by staff to go with to proceed with option two. Thank you.
Councillor Tilley, there's a mover. Do we have a seconder? Connor Goddard seconds. All those, any questions to the motion? Comments? No? All those in favor? Unanimous. Matna.
I just want to talk very briefly on how this motion recommendation will now travel, so it'll be captured in the minutes. It will go to the next available council meeting. Council will make a decision if they recommend approval. If they do, that gives the administration marching orders to start formalizing these things a lot more. If they decide to send it back, they'll send it back with their thoughts on further discussions. So I just wanted the committee to know what next steps are, and we'll try to get it into the next available meeting as quickly as possible. City Clerk, are we able, do you think, to get this in to the Tuesday meeting with Council? Okay, so we're getting confirmation that we will get it into the Tuesday meeting upcoming. So we'll be able to follow up with all the committee members right after that meeting on Wednesday, Thursday of next week of next steps. And I look forward to further discussions on both sides of this, if council approves, and next steps, especially on the public engagement piece. Thank you.
Matna CAO, thank you everyone. Thank you to our translators today. And thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Last thing on the agenda is adjournment. Need a motion. I move by Councillor Tilley. Need a seconder. Moved by, seconded by Matt. All those in favor? Unanimous. Matna, thanks everyone.